Chapter 5. Mr. Hyde's Letter. It was late in the afternoon when Mr. Utterson found his way to Dr. Jekyll's door. Poole let him in and took him through the laboratory to the doctor's office, where Dr. Jekyll was warming himself by the fire. He looked deathly sick. The doctor held out a cold hand and welcomed his friend in a changed voice. Mr. Utterson asked if he had heard the news of the murder, and Dr. Jekyll indicated that he had. "One word," said the lawyer. "Carew was my client, but so are you, and I want you to know what I am doing. You have not been mad enough to hide this fellow?"
"Utterson, I promise," cried the doctor. "I promise I will never set eyes on him again. I swear to you that I am done with him. Mark my words, he will not be heard from again."
The lawyer listened unhappily, despairing of his friend's excited manner. "You seem quite sure," he said. "And for your sake, I hope you are right, because if it came to a trial, your name might appear."
"I am quite sure," replied Jekyll. "I cannot tell you why I am so sure, but rest assured I am. I do need some advice, though. I have received a letter, and I am not sure whether or not I should show it to the police."
"I would like to leave it in your hands, Utterson. You would judge wisely, I am sure. I have so great a trust in you."
"You fear, I suppose, that the letter might lead to Mr. Hyde's detection?" asked the lawyer.
"No," said the other. "I care not what becomes of Hyde, and I am quite done with him. I was thinking of my own reputation."
Utterson thought about it a while. He was surprised at his friend's selfishness, and yet relieved by it, and he agreed to look at the letter. The letter, written to Dr. Jekyll in an odd, upright style and signed Edward Hyde, indicated that the doctor had given much to Hyde over the years, and that Mr. Hyde had repaid him. It went on to say that Dr. Jekyll did not have to worry about his safety because he had a sure plan for escape. The lawyer liked this letter well enough and thought he now understood the friendship between Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde a bit better, and he felt bad for being suspicious.
"Do you have the envelope?" he asked.
"I burned it without thinking," replied Jekyll, "but there was no postmark on it as it was hand-delivered." It was agreed that Mr. Utterson would keep the letter for the time being and give the situation some thought. When Mr. Utterson brought up the topic of the will again, Dr. Jekyll admitted that it was Mr. Hyde that devised the terms. When Mr. Utterson told him that he suspected Mr. Hyde might be planning to kill him, Dr. Jekyll declared that he had learned his lesson and covered his face in his hands. On his way out, the lawyer stopped and spoke with Poole. "There was a letter brought here today. What was the person who brought it like?" But Poole was certain nothing had come except by post. This news sent off the visitor with his fears renewed. Plainly, the letter had come by the laboratory door. It may even have been written in Dr. Jekyll's office. If that were the case, the lawyer knew he had to handle it with more caution. One friend and client had been murdered, and he was worried that the good name of another should be damaged in the scandal. He needed advice, and he knew just the person to ask. His head clerk, Mr. Guest, was a trusted friend and an expert in analyzing handwriting. When the subject of the murder of Sir Danvers was raised, Mr. Guest offered the opinion that surely the murderer was mad. He took a keen interest when Mr. Utterson told him that he possessed a note in Mr. Hyde's handwriting. After being sworn to secrecy, Mr. Guest looked at it and declared that no, the man was not mad, but that it was an odd style of handwriting. It happened that a note soon arrived from Dr. Jekyll, and Mr. Guest asked if he could see it if it was not a private note. Since it was only an invitation to dinner, Utterson passed it to him. Mr. Guest placed the letter and the invitation side by side. With surprise, he pointed out that the handwriting was the same in every aspect except the slope. When Mr. Utterson was alone, he locked the note in his safe. "What?" he thought. "Henry Jekyll forged a letter for a murderer?" And his blood ran cold at the thought.